Okay, let's get into Perek Hey of Sefer Yechezkel, which is one of the more graphic prakim in all of Nevi'im Achronim that talk about the Churban. We know Yirmiyo has a lot about it, but this Perek is really pretty graphic in terms of the Nevuah that is given. Again, Yechezkel is known for Geula and the second half of Yechezkel and the second part of Yechezkel, as we will get to, but this Perek, as many of these prakim that we're dealing with now, is a lot about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and again about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida Keneged Mida. So says the Perek V'ata Ben Adam. And again, we have a discussion of whether this is one of the nevuos that are just a vision, as the Rambam said, and that is how the Radak says here also, that this is all but Mara HaNevua, or it is something different. Well, let's see how the Perek starts. V'ata ben Adam, kach l'cha, after in the last Perek, he was told to create a situation where there was Yerushalayim, there was a brick that said Yerushalayim, and he shall lie on one side, he shall lie on the other side, and portray to people what is going to happen and what they're going to eat, and there's going to be famine. So now, Vata ben Adam, now, once, as the Malbim says here, once we know the siege has taken place, now this is what's going to happen after the siege, Rachman al-Islan, Churban and Cherev, and starvation. Vata ben Adam, kach lecha cherev chada, take a sharp sword. Ta'ar ha-galavim, tika chenalach, take a razor. Vavartes roshcha v'alzakanecha, and shave it on your head and on your beard area. Shave it. So this is also why the Rambam in that same parak in Mar Nevuchim in Beis Mem Vav says it can't be that this is a real thing. Right? To ask to do an Isadar Isa, so how would he violate? So it must be that it's all a vision that he is seeing, and he's going to give over the vision to Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Das Sofrim, he explains maybe the other Shita that it could be that it's to be Ma'orer. Again, the whole vision is to be Ma'orer the Am to do better and do tshuva, and maybe this is like a Horat Shah. O Shazeh, says the Da'as Sofrim, Shazeh Echad HaMakomo, Shebehem Nitztavu Nevi'im, Lasos Dover Neged HaMefurish Bator, B'dvar Hashem, Kedei Lezazeh Ulorer, like Horat Shah, Ki Akiru Shlo Yitachein, Ulechinam Yaseh Yechazkel Kadavar Hazeh. He wouldn't do it by himself, or one might be able to say that he's supposed to use a razor on the places that are not Asur Daraisa, but either way, this is what he's asked to do, to shave off the hair, and then he's going to do things, something with the hair. The Malbim says, why dafka the hair? The hair is something natural that grows with us. And Hashem's relationship with us is also something natural, and we're supposed to grow together. The severing of the hair is like the severing of the relationship and the Shechina being close to us. Haseir dvukim alaguf, v'ramaz laha'am, shedavkam Hashem, I love, v'yatam ma'avirosam eito. Right, we're getting cut off. V'seir harosh hayu regilim legaleach, v'hayanuval ela Nosam, v'zeh mashal el harashayim, v'sar hazakin ha'il ha'kavid, v'hu mashal el tzadikim, v'animshal shi'is petzadik im rasha. It's a mashal to everybody, they are going to be affected. So, Ben Adam, Yechezkel said, take a razor, shave your head, shave your beard, v'lakakta l'cha mozni mishkal v'chilaktam, and then you'll take scale, a mozi tzedek v'chilaktam, and you'll split it up. You'll split up the hair, and what will you do with the hair? Shlishis ba'ur tavir b'tocha ir. It's going to be, again, a message. A third of it you take and you put it in a fire in the city. So the Rashi and the Radak say, on the brick. Betocha ir, kimlosi mea matzor. Velokakta, that's a remez of the people who are going to die in the city and starve in the city. Velokakta es ashlishis take bacherev svivoseha. That is, as Rashi says, as a mashal to those who try to get away, and they will be stopped and killed on the way out as they try to run away from the siege. Vashlishis tizrel aruach, and the third will be scattered the hair to the wind, v'cherev arik achreihem, and I'll send the cherev after them. Rashi says those are referring to the ones who got away, who went to Mitzrayim. Remember in the Sefer Yirmiyo, we learned that Yirmiyo told all of the remnants, all the people that were there, stay here, it's going to be okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us if we stay here, let's at least listen to us, him now. And the people did not listen, they went to Mitzrayim and schlepped Yirmiyo with them. V'yikachalos, back in Perek Mem Gimel in Yirmiyo, V'yikachalos Yirmiyo l'daber el kol ha'am, es kol dever Hashem elokeyem, Hashem said to stay here. V'yomar Azarya ben Oshaya v'yochana men kireya v'chol Hashem azedim, after the Churban, they said this, sheker atam edaber, lo shalachacha Hashem Elokeinu Leimar Lo Tavo Mitzrayim Lagur Sham. It's unreal. After he predicted the Churban, and the Churban all happened. Still, after that, Yochanan Mekireach, Azariah Ben Hoshea said, no, we have to go down to Mitzrayim, we'll make a treaty, we'll make a pact, and we'll be protected from Nebuchadnezzar. That is what Yechezkel is talking about here. Yechezkel is saying that that third will be Tizra LaRuach. They'll go to Mitzrayim, they'll go to Golas, the Cherev Arik Achrayim, and I will send a Cherev after them. The Abarbanel says that this pasuk is also not just referring to that first Golas, but it's referring to future Galios as well, as we continue in the next pasuk, and he continues to explain the next pasuk. V'lakachta mishamaat b'mispar, and you will take from there a few. A few, Rashi says, this is referring to the few that were saved, that ended up going to Galus and lived. You'll tie them, you'll hide them under your wings, and they will be protected. But there'll be another time, this is what the Abarbanel says. Those people go to Bavel, will go back to Eretz Yisrael, they'll build the second base of Mikdash, they'll be taken again. They'll be put into the fire again, right? Galus after Galus. They'll be Eish on all Beis Yisrael. The Abarbanel says a lot of these Nevuahs are referring to all the Galios, which started with the first one. Churban Bayis Rishon was the beginning of the Galus, and as many point out, Bayis Sheni wasn't really a coming back. It was a temporary measure, but really, there was one Beis HaMikdash, and the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, is going to be the next one. Bayis Sheni didn't have the five things, the Gemara says in Yuma on Daf Chaf. It was a stopgap measure. As Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parshas Bo, that we needed it. We needed it because we wouldn't have been able to survive the long Galus without it. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take us back to give us a little chizuk before we left to the very long Galus. That's his Lashon. V'lachein chamal Hashem alamo v'hotziyam mi'bavel v'hechziram ba'ofan zmani la'eretz Yisrael u'ban alamet beis ha'bechira v'achdo b'chtei sheyashuvu v'yischazku v'yesodas ha'emuna v'yiu mechusanim likras tkufas ha'galas ha'mara. They would take a shot in order to be protected from the future dangers that are going to be, so to speak, vaccinated, right? That's the word. And because, right, why didn't Chazal, Rabbi Yaakov asked, why didn't the Nevi'im, Ezra and Nechemiah, why didn't they take the Aron out of the ground? They knew it was buried there. They didn't take it out because they wanted everybody to realize that the Geula wasn't Shlema, and that's why he suggests they kept speaking Aramaic, and that's why even the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic, and that's why they kept the months, the Persian names, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, because we wanted to recognize that we were still in Galus, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Abarbanel says this is referring to the future Galus. The Das Sofrim says that maybe part of this Nevuah was to strengthen the people and give them a chizuk that this is what's going to happen, but try to be from those few. If you do a little tshuva now, maybe you'll be zocheh to be from those few that will be saved and won't be, Rachman al-Hassan, annihilated with the others. Good. Also here, v'lakakta mishama b'mispar, Hashem, even in the torture, even in the onesh, Hashem promises that there's going to be a few that remain. You're not going to be totally wiped out. And that's a promise. That's a promise that Am Yisrael is lanetzach, right? Even though there's going to be churbanos and galios, even in here, v'lakakta mishama b'mispar, v'tzarto osam b'chnafecha. Right, take a few of them out. Maybe he's telling to Yechezkel, take a few of the hairs out, hold on to them. That's the symbol that Hashem's going to take a few out. That's the Aruch HaShulchan talks about this beautifully in the beginning of his Sefer. Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph, Sif Yud, he says, v'yanachnu b'nei Yisrael, ayefe hazman, below menucha zekarov l'shnei alafim shana. Almost 2,000 years. Hashem has a plan. We're in Golus, and we don't understand it. And it goes back to that first Golus. But Hashem's in charge, and Hashem is watching over us. Dim Lon King, see, if you didn't believe this, it doesn't make sense that we're still here. Kfar Lohaisa mimenu she'eris b'chol meshach mimeos hashanam arabos. Ve'en lecha osa movies gadol mizeh. Mikiyumenu zman aruch kazeh. That we're still around, the Jewish people, and all the people that want to get rid of us or not.
Right?
right? And we're still here, right? That's the famous comment that Mark Twain has in that he wrote in 1898. He says, "Where are all the other nations? The Egyptian, the Babylonian, the Persians rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded to dream stuff and passed away. And what happened to the Jew? The Jew saw them all, beat them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts, no slowing of his energies, no dulling of his alert and aggressive mind. All things are mortal, but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his immortality?" Ask Mark Twain. But the pasuk says here, Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us, even when he punishes us, and mida k'neged mida, we deserve it, but Hashem takes a few of us back, and as a tzibur, he doesn't let us get totally lost. That's this promise. V'lakachtem Hashem ma'at b'mispar. And then some of us are going to go back and get punished again, but there's going to be some. Ko amar Hashem Elokim. Now, pasuk hey. Zos Yerushalayim now gets to the graphic part. He's going to talk about what we've done and what he's going to do. Zos Yerushalayim b'soch hagayim samtia. I put Yerushalayim amongst the nations, in the middle of the nations. B'soch hagayim, says the Radak. Yerushalayim was supposed to be the middle. How could you have a middle if it's an earth? But everything is supposed to be radiating out of Yerushalayim. That's the center of the existence. Right? The Radak says here, Yoshua Samti Balatovatam. They're supposed to be the model. Lefishi Nefcheres Mikol Aratzos. Yifei Nof Misos Kalaretz. Right, the Perek in Tehillim, all about Yerushalayim. She Be'emsa Hayishuv. V'lefichach Avira Tov Umazug Mikol Aratzos. There's nothing like it. Avira Deret Yisrael Machkim. The Sefer Achinuch talks about this in Parshas Truma, where he talks about V'asuli Mikdash. Why Davka V'asuli Mikdash in Yerushalayim? Because Hashem knows that's the tabur, that's the belly button of the world. Right, that's the middle of the world, but also the belly button gives sustenance. If you think it's the symbol of the umbilical cord, it gives sustenance to the whole world through Yerushalayim. That's what the Chinuch says. Ubarabos apulos atovos rov hasmadasan. He says, through actions we are affected. V'ashkein, sivanu likvo ha-makom she'tahor v'naki b'tachlas anakiyas. Hashem wanted one spot that was ultimate in purity and kedusha. L'taher sham machshavos b'nei'ish u'lesakein l'vavam e'labo. A place that we can be inspired. V'hu baruch hu b'char oto ha-makom v'chinuk el'atova l'bnei adam. And that's where we go for Meister Sheni. That's where we go to be inspired. Ulai mi'oto emsoes ha'olam b'kivun. Either because that is the center of the universe, that's what he quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma, or some other reason that Hashem knows. Hashem knows why that is the spot, why it's that's the makom, asher yivchar. But that's what Hashem says here. I put Yerushalayim in the middle, at the top, betoch hagoyim. As the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol arasos. Yerushalayim is gavoa. You make aliyah, even though topographically maybe it's not true bisman hazeh, or it doesn't seem like that. The Radvaz talks about that in a tshuva. But either way, I put you there to be that model. And what happens? Vatemer, they rebelled. Vatemer is mishpatai l'risha min hagoyim, worse than all the other goyim. Right? Rashi says they're worse. The other goyim, the other nations didn't accept the Torah, so they didn't do it. But we accepted, right? V'yesh potrim, Rashi says, shagoyim lo kiblu taraso, v'him kiblu aleim v'avru aleha. That's worse. You accepted it, right? That's worse. You had the chance to be amazing. You accepted the Torah, which was awesome. Nasa v'nishma. But if you don't do it, then you're even worse, right? This is reflective of the idea that Klal Yisrael are either on top of the world or on the bottom of the world, right? Re'ei, anochi nosen lachem ayom bracha uklala, the Gemara in Ksubis, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai declares when he sees the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion, one of the richest people, and she's busy gathering straw in between the dung of the donkeys, and she says, and he declares, Bachar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'yomar, Ashreichem Yisrael, Samach Vavam Abes, Bizman Sha'osin Ritzono Shalmakom, Ein Kal Uma V'Lashon Sholetes Bahem. When we're doing Ratzon Hashem, we're on top. We should have been, Yerushalayim should have been the model, the radiating out values and the service. But what happens? We're lowly. Ask the Maharal, why does this Israel praise her you? This is terrible. Look where she is. So the Maharal explains. It's a beautiful piece in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Yudalid that Bnei Yisrael have the power to be so high, but that comes with it the power to be so low. V'chol inyan hazeh v'bnei ki atzura mitzad atzma roi hu l'shleimus zeo etzam atzura v'chuli continues. Where's my lashon? Here. Ki dvarim harbi tluyim bazeh b'ma she'ein li Yisrael shum madrego benonis. There's no middle ground for a Jew. O Shehem Moshlim Alakol, O Shakol Moshlim Alehem. Right? They are above or they are below. And that's why he says we're compared to a bird. The Pasuk in Hosea, Ephraim Ka'of Yisofef. What's a bird? Kia'of Eino Kol Kachomri. The bird flies to the heavens. Think about that. Why does the bird get to fly? No other animal. Because a bird is very ruchani. A bird has the power to be near Shamayim. She'en lo avus achomer. She'en lo hayabal chomer lo yaporeach ba'avir. She'en ma'akev alav kfeitus achomer. Aval of is lo kol kachomri. That's great. But what happens if a bird breaks a wing and he's walking around the ground? So other animals could survive on the ground. If a bird breaks a wing, it's not going to last that long because it can't do its power and its potential, so it's probably going to die soon, get eaten up by another animal. That's Klal Yisrael. We have wings. We could fly. But if we don't use it, then we're gone. We're not going to fulfill our potential. Ubishol zeba atzmo yesh li Yisrael shtei bechinos. Shem heimos im retonos hamakom. Mitzad sheyesh li Yisrael madrega nivdelas el yona. Sheinem chomriyem ru'uyim l'romolus. V'yim chatu kima. Kfar amarnu ki atzura kacher ein ba hashlemus. Asher roi latzura ki ilu hi betela. Moridin ka'of. Ki a'of shayach bo yirida. Mashlo shayach b'shar balechayim v'havein hadvarim ha'elu ma'od. Understand this, says the Maharal, in Netzach Yisrael, the whole Sefer about the godless and the eternity of Am Yisrael, Sefer Netzach Yisrael, that's where he talks about this, in. Continuing, so, says the, that's all alluded to in the words, Hashem's gonna keep us, Hashem's gonna take some of us back. So again, Yerushalayim is in the middle, and then we went down even further, because we accepted and we were even worse than the Goyim. Right? Mishpat la Risha min HaGoyim. We continue Zion. Lachen Komar Hashem Elokim. Yan Hamanchem min HaGoyim Asher Svivosechem. You prepared amongst the Goyim that are around you. B'chukosai lo alachtem. You didn't follow my laws. Mishpat lo asisem. U'kemishpatei HaGoyim Asher Svivosechem lo asitem. You didn't even follow the ways of the Goyim. Right? Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daflam Etes. You took the worst things that you can from the Goyim. There are some good things. Right? Chachma b'Goyim Tamin. But you didn't take those things. You took the worst things. Lachen Komar Hashem Elokim. Hinei Alayach Gam Money, I'm going to be just like you, says Rashi. You left me, so you'll feel that I left you. Right? Hashem tzilcha. Hashem follows and mimics our behavior. I'm going to do terrible mishpatim. I'm going to do things with you that have never been done and that never will be done. Yan kol to'av osayach because of all of the to'avas, your abominations. And here goes some of the tragedies. V'lachein avos yochlu banim b'sochech. Banim yochlavosam. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to not have any food to eat. They're going to end up eating human flesh. V'yasiti bach shvatim v'zeirisi es kol sheirisech l'chal ruach. I will spread you out, and you won't be zochet to be buried. Why? Im yelo yanes mikdashi timeis b'choshi kutzayach b'chol to'av osayach. You did all these terrible, disgusting things in the base of Mikdash, and even if it wasn't you, you didn't protest. V'gam lo ani egra v'lo sachos eini v'gam ani lo echmo. Right, it says right in the Torah, lo sachmo v'lo sachase. That's the lashon of having compassion and pity, and we're supposed to have that on every person except a mesis. Mesis does not. It says lo sachmo v'lo sachase. But Hashem is not going to have rachmanis on us, even though we're going to. Some of us are going to last, as we said before. But shlishi seich ba'dever yamusu v'arav yichlu b'sochech. And again, we repeat: a third are going to die in pestilence and famine. Vashlishi is v'cherev yiplu, and a third in sword. Vashlishi is v'chol ruach ezareh v'cherev arigach reichem. You're going to go somewhere, and I'm going to get you there. V'chala apiv ani chosi chamasi bam. I will only calm my anger. Doesn't mean Hashem is angry. It means mita k'neged mita. V'yadu ki ani Hashem, and they'll know that I am Hashem. Interesting. Rabbi Breuer points out ani Hashem yudke vavke. Yudke vavke is midas harachamim. So what do you mean? After all this happened, ani Hashem, you'll realize. It'll be clear. He writes, Hashem reveals himself to them in his quality of Hashem even through all the terrible sufferings that he must inflict upon them. He only asserts his right to the obedience which they have withheld from him. Once the God-ordained period of suffering has come to an end, v'yedu ki ani Hashem, the people of Israel will realize that the merciful, educating hand of God was at work even in Israel's sorrow state, galus history. So that's a little nechama we take. V'etanecha l'charpa v'lecharpa, you'll have the sword, you'll be an embarrassment, le'eni kal over, and v'haisa l'charpa gedufa, it'll be such a busha. And Pasuk Tezayin B'Shalchi Eschitzei Harav. Interesting double lashon. I'll send the arrows of hunger amongst you. And then later on in the Pasuk, V'cherev Osef Alechem. And I'll be Mosif, ra'ah, but I'll be mosif famine. What's the double lashon of famine? It says famine twice in the pasuk. So if you look in the hemek she'ela, the she'iltos in she'ilta lamed beis oz dalid, says the Nitziv, based on this pasuk and other pasukim in the Tochacha, one famine is that there's very little food. So some people have it, some people don't. Some people are starving, but some people aren't starving yet. That's natural famine that can be explained. And then there's another level where there's food, but even that food doesn't satiate. And even that food doesn't nourish. Says that's the extra lashon here of not only chitze rav, but v'rav osif aleichem. I'll be mosif upon you, says the Nitziv. Royal Adash Ishnaf Gamina bin Shnei Batsoras Lashne Rav. The Shnei Batsoras Hainu Shukar Ashar. Batsoras means there's not so much food, price goes very, very high, and many people can't buy. But Aval Tua ain't a kolakolkach. Aval Shnei Ravon Ratzalomar Sheina Osakama Shanim Zacharze. For him, Rav Shal Mahuma Vakulan Reaven. O Misiba Kulan Reaven. And even Ochel Velosavea. Sheneamar v'achaltem lo tisbo, right, part of the curses. V'hainu dechsib b'yecheskel, he quotes our psukim. Osif aleichem ena muvan, aval apirish chatz chitzei arav, hainu nikaros l'chol miyut tvua v'chadome, very little food. V'yamar od v'rav, hainu makas ravon, b'lo siba nikeres, elo ochlin v'lo sveyin osif aleichem. So that is the Nitziv's comment. Interesting, which she'iltos is that on? So the she'iltos there in Parshas Vayigash, the Shilta is Asr, the other Rishonim, don't quote this as a separate mitzvah. The Gemara Baal Basra tells us that one is not allowed to hoard basic necessities to charge a very high price. Asr lo'on lebeis Yisrael, le'metzar peirei. Not allowed to hoard fruit. Uman da'avin achi, les lo mechila la'olam, never as mechila. And he talks about bread and water and wine, v'chulu. That's what the Shilta talks about, but on that Shiltos is where the Nitziv makes this comment, that there's going to be different levels of rav. And the last pasuk, v'shalachti alechem ra'av v'chaya ra'ah, a different type of rav, v'shiklo v'dever v'dam, all these terrible things are going to happen. Again, Yecheskel is seeing this in Galus, in Bavel, talking to the people of Bavel, making them scared to do tshuva, and also proving that he's a Navi, because they're going to find out that all of this is true exactly as Yecheskel said it, even though he's not there. Hashem is just trying to give them tochacha, trying to give them musar. Okay, we'll stop here. We learned some messages from Yecheskel, Perek, Hey.